morning. Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Suppose you are driving through the desert on a very hot day, and you pass a car that has stalled and had pulled off to the side of the road in the breakdown lane. And as you drive further along the road, you come across a man walking there with a gas can, walking in the heat. What would you do? Suppose that you're in a line at the grocery store, market basket perhaps, and you're waiting to check out. There's a woman ahead of you who you can tell is of Arab descent. She has a couple of small kids. She gets up to the cashier, and as she's checking out, she finds out that she doesn't have enough cash to pay for her groceries. So she tells the cashier, please take a couple of the items out until I can pay for them. What would you do? Suppose you have a close friend who lives nearby, and he calls you anxiously, asking you to give him a ride to the airport. He has an emergency and he needs to get there right away. But because his car is in the shop, he will have to get a ride from you. You know that gasoline is more than $4 a gallon, and you know that it's about 25 miles to the airport. What are you going to do? In which of these people could you find your neighbor? On March the 13th of 1964, a 28-year-old bar manager by the name of Kitty Genovese was brutally attacked and stabbed repeatedly outside of her apartment building in the Queensboro of New York City. It was 3:15 in the morning and she was coming home from work. She died there in the alley. According to the New York Times, 28 people that lived in her building witnessed the attack and heard her screams and did nothing to help her. Not one of them did anything to save her life. They all looked the other way. They all didn't want to get involved. They all thought that someone else would do it and go to her aid or call the police. They all passed by on the other side. A lawyer of Jewish law, probably sent by the Pharisees to test Jesus, stopped Jesus and asked him, "What shall I do to inherit eternal life? In essence, what do I do to be saved? How do I get to heaven?" Notice how the lawyer asks what I need to do to get to heaven. We all know that we can do nothing for ourselves. Salvation can only come through the grace of God and not of ourselves. It is a gift of God. Jesus, of course, was on to him and responded by tossing the question back to the lawyer. "You're a lawyer. What's written in the law?" "As a good student of the laws of Moses," the lawyer answered correctly, "you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And Jesus said, "Excellent. You have said correctly. Now go and do this, and you shall live." However, the lawyer perceived that it would be impossible to fulfill the law perfectly, so he wanted to limit God's uncompromising demands by asking Jesus, "Okay then, who's my neighbor?" What followed was Jesus' parable of the Good Samaritan, which involved a wounded Jew, who was robbed and left for dead, a temple priest, a Levite, and in addition to those three, the Samaritan, and an innkeeper. Now think about these questions that I asked you at the beginning of this homily, dealing with the various situations of people in need. What would you do? Hopefully, as a neighbor, you'd stop and pick up the man with the gas can. You'd offer him a ride to the nearest station, even though it's 20, 30 miles down the road, and back to his car so that he can be on his way. You'd offer some money to the Arab mother with the children, and you'd probably drive your friend to the airport. And you'd certainly call out to Kitty's attackers that you were calling the police and that the attackers should flee and then follow through. 28 of Kitty's neighbors failed to do their neighborly good. They did not realize that Jesus, as the Good Samaritan, that with Jesus they would never fail. Moralistically, a good neighbor, as a good neighbor, we'd follow the law and befriend the needy and help those who are in distress. And as good neighbors, we'd soon realize, just like the lawyer did, that we cannot keep the law perfectly. We fail to love perfectly, and we stand in the need of rescue. As Christians, we know that Jesus is the true good shepherd, good Samaritan. Jesus crosses the racial, religious, and social divide to rescue us, since we are dead to sin and completely unable to help ourselves or save ourselves. The impossible, unattainable law beats us up and robs us. When we fall into sin, we are being beaten down with guilt and shame and left for dead. We are unable to save ourselves. We are unable to pay the innkeeper. Who will save us? Who will pay for us? Who will be our good Samaritan? Jesus Christ, it is. He doesn't pass by on the other side as we deserved, but instead, he has compassion on us. A mercy that passes all understanding, a mercy that literally pours out from the very depths of his innermost being. The very Son of God sent by his Father for this exact reason. By having been pierced himself, he binds our wounds. He pours the healing oil and wine on our wounds through the baptismal font and through the communion chalice. He covers the nakedness of our sins with his own righteousness. Just as he was lifted up on the cross, he lifts us up in his arms, carries us to the inn where we can recuperate, and pays for our continued care. Not with a denarii, but with his holy precious blood and innocent sufferings and death. And not just for us, he was sent to die for all sinners, all of us. Christ continues to care for us not only as the good Samaritan, but also as the good innkeeper. Only he provides us with outgoing protection through his holy word, holy baptism, and the Lord's Supper. Then, by having been healed, redeemed, and justified by Christ, we are motivated by the Holy Spirit to show mercy to whomever is placed in our path as a neighbor in need. We will see people who are hurting, and we will have compassion. We will bind up brokenhearted and comfort them. We will pour out God's mercy upon them like healing oil and wine. However much it takes to care for our neighbors, we will gladly pay it. This is how we can go and do likewise. We will do this not to earn our earthly entry into heaven or to justify our own prideful existence, but simply because it represents the love of Jesus. As he loved us, we in turn should love our neighbors. The need doesn't only have to be a physical one. It could also be for those who are stripped, beaten, and left for dead spiritually. We can build up their wounds, bind up their wounds, and comfort them with the gospel. Jesus, the Good Samaritan, can save them by his grace through faith. Faith in him as their Savior. He loves us all. He loves us with his whole heart, soul, strength, and mind. He has given to us his perfect love forever. And on that last day, we shall live in his perfect neighborhood eternally, where, with the saints and the angels and the archangels and all the company of heaven, and they will all be our neighbor. Praise be to God. Amen. The peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. We stand for the canticle.